And we'd like to welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight, no stranger, Becky Wachowiak. She's the president of the Northwest Indiana Excellence in Theater Foundation. Welcome back to Spotlight, Becky.
Thanks for having me. Yeah.
Well, we know you got some things coming up, so tell us about your upcoming video Gallapalooza.
Creative ways to fundraise.
Yeah, so I'm actually here because I'm directing a show for the Genesius Guild, which is based in Hammond, and they are one of our many theaters that's part of the NEDIF collaborative. And this is the first time that they are doing something virtual. And since I helped them put their fundraiser on a virtual platform, they considered us to direct a virtual show, my husband and I, Jerry. And so we're excited to bring the video Gamapalooza by Don Zolaitis to life. So many may have heard of Don Zolaitis. He is a very popular contemporary playwright. One of his more popular ones is The Brothers Spectacular-a-thon, where he takes all the fables and runs them together, similar to this concept. So this looks at video games from the 80s all the way to contemporary. We talk about Pong and we talk about Pac-Man. We talk about Legend of Zelda, Minecraft, Fortnite, the whole gamut. And it weaves them a bit together and all the while making contemporary jabs at society. So we talk about Minecraft as an example. And in Minecraft, you're about building houses and whatever. Well, the way he weaves it in is through, you know, and what does this say about eminent domain in our society? And whose right is it to own their home? And when does a road get to go through? And it's very contemporary, very thought-provoking, even while still being super fun.
Sounds wonderful.
Excellent. So yeah. How do you do the rights for that? Because I know the rights for a live production. How's that working out? I know that the rights holders are being very, very understanding in the pandemic to do things. So how does that work?
Yeah, so there are three different ways anymore to do a show. You can do it live. If you're in a place where that you can actually do a live show, you can do a streaming show, or you can do a video capture show. So the difference between the two is a streaming show is where the actors are still on stage or in a collective place, and you're just projecting it out to an audience that is not in-house. Or this video capture model, which is the model we're doing, where we are pre-recording the whole thing, and then it will stream on a platform, and each publisher has a setup with a specific online streaming platform. And so when you get tickets to the video Gamapalooza, you'll be directed over to, I believe it is ShowTix for You, which is the online streaming platform for this production. So our show will go live March 19th through the 21st, but it will have ticketed slots, just like when you go to the theater back in the day when you could go to the actual theater at 7 o'clock on a Friday, 8 o'clock on a Saturday. These will have ticketed slots, and you'll have a specific time to watch the show.
What is the cost of a ticket?
It will be $10. And now what's nice is it's virtual, so it's $10 per streaming. So you may have four people in your house. You can, rather than having to buy four tickets. Now we would appreciate you buying tickets for everybody there because it does, support the theater, and everybody can use some help right now with the pandemic.
Where are you actually doing this at the Methodist Church there in Holman? Is that where you're actually shooting it?
No, we are actually doing it via Zoom online, and so we're doing some fun conventions. Like when we play Tetris, the people on the Zoom blocks will be building the Tetris wall, and you'll watch the little pieces build up behind them. So it's not like watching a video of show. It's done specifically to mirror or to work within this Zoom platform.
Very good. We have about a minute left. Can you tell us a few of the other things that are going on with NIF and theater groups?
Yeah, my goodness. The improv group, Makeshift Up and Improductions, has a regular show every Saturday night. It's called The Grid. Super fun. And then some of our other theaters are actually just starting to announce auditions in the hopes that they can start to roll out some in-person productions this spring and early summer.
And you're looking forward to possibly having a gala in the next, like in the fall?
We are. October 23rd. We're planning it. Fingers crossed. Everybody be there. Get your vaccine and let's go.
Excellent. Well, that's Betty Wachowiak from the NIDA, the Theater Association for Northwest Indiana, talking about what's going on. Thank you so much for being on Art on the Air Spotlight.
Thanks, Becky.
Thank you.